And Daf Yitches Amad Aleph. We are really in the middle of Tosfos, but just let's quickly go over the Gemara by the Inyan of Netilas Tzipponayim. The Gemara says, Omar Ravana Batachlife, no. Omar Avchiyah Barashi Omar Rav, Ubegenustere also. That means that Shmuel had said that an oval is permitted to cut his nails. He passes like Rabbi Yossi, the Machlekes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Ubegenustere also. But with a genustere, we'll see Tosfos says this means a nail clipper is also. Omar Rav Shimon bar Abba habekim nekamid Rabbi Yochanan beimedroshim b'chaylo shomoyed. He was standing in front of Rabbi Yochanan b'chaylo shomoyed v'shaklinu letupre b'shina. He bit off his nails v'zokinu and he threw them on the floor. Shema mino tlas, shema mino mutalito tziponayim b'chaylo shomoyed. Number one is permitted to take off, to cut off his nails, bite his nails b'chaylo shomoyed. Shmamina imbe mishomius, that it's not a dova mos if one bites his nails in front of someone else. Shmamina muta lezerkom, then the Gemara stakash, it's also lezerkom, so the Gemara says the whole reason is because a woman muberes might pass by and walk over them, a woman does not come into the base medrash. That was the sugya. Now let us see Taisvis. Ubeginustari also. And this is speaking about Avelis, that an oval is permitted to cut his nails, but not with a genustari. Perish ba'orech, shu kli ha-mesukin litol tziponai, that this is a keli, which is made especially to cut nails, a nail clipper. Pekach shemoy. And that's the name genustari. Umiloshen de genustari also, Mashme shoyamater bein betar bein bemisparay v'lavdavke b'shinayim. That means if he said one is not permitted to use a nail clipper, so it would seem, but something a little less than a nail clipper is permissible. So an oval is permitted to cut his nails with a scissors and with a tar, with a razor. Miyu kama b'gmore. Now, the Gemara later speaking about Chalamoit, there the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan de Shaklinu Beshinov. Rabbi Yochanan, we're just saying now that one is permitted to cut his nails with a scissors. With a nail clipper, not with a scissors, you're permitted. That's by Avelis. Mil kama b'gemara Rabbi Yochanan de Shaklinu Beshinov. By Chalamoit it says, that Rabbi Yochanan bit his nails. Mashme davke b'shinov shor. Davke b'shinov. So how do these two members coincide? B'teime. So what we will say? We'll say as follows. What's the kasha? Here it's speaking about cholamoid. So cholamoid, you're only permitted to take it off, to bite it off, the nails. And here we're speaking about Avelis. And Avelis, she permitted to take off with a scissor. What is the kasha? It's speaking about two different cases. So Taisa says, no, but Tema de la Elam Rinan Alochik Rabbi Yossi b'moyed l'divrei hakel. Fakert, we see that moyed is easier than Avelis. The Gemara says that everyone holds like Rabbi Yossi, Ula and Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yossi, that one is permitted to take off his nails b'moyed, and by Avelis is a machlekes ulan shmul. So we see that moyed is killed. So how could it be that by moyed you're only permitted to bite the nails, and by Avelis you're permitted to cut them with the scissors? So v'shema Rabbi Yochanan sova halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the previous sugya. He holds the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda that by moyed it is taka also to cut the nails. But for a shtaime, the machmerin of a moyer tvei bubble, and therefore he holds that we're machmer more by moyer than by ovo. Like Rav Shisha, Berei the Ravidi, the Amar, Dvorim amutorim b'cheloi shal moyed asurim b'mei evloi. Rav Shishi holds that chalamoyed is easier than avelis. Rav Yechanan holds fakert. So Taisvis is saying that we can understand these two halachas, that Rav Yechanan holds that amoyed is more chamo, and therefore you're only permitted to bite the nails. And the Gemara holds by Avelis we paskin like Shmuel, that it is not so chomo, then one is permitted to cut the nails with a scissor. This we had learned yesterday. Rabbeinatam Pirish, now Rabbeinatam just added another Yediyah, the Cheshem Shemutal Beshinov, Kachmutalito Tzapoyinov Bezu Mechavata. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, one is permitted to bite the nails, the lav dafke biting, but cutting one nail with another nail with his fingers is also permissible. The chol zechosh of shinu linyan Shabbos bepeik hamatznia. And so memela, so if biting nails is permissible, so one is permitted to take off one nail with the fingers to taking off his nails. Period. That is the end of that. That's how Taisus explained the sugya. Now Taisus starts bringing chidush. B'shamati b'shem Rabbi Shimshin bar Avram, shebochel lamoyed mutar litel tziponayim lenosha. That women are permitted to, I mean, we just said now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not permitted to cut your nails with the scissors on chalamoy. You're only permitted to bite them. But Rav Shimshon bar Avram said that women are permitted to cut their nails, and it means that they're with a keli. Dichtani b'irishalmi gabi ve'oise isha tachshitero b'moyit, v'choshiv neitele sairo v'tziponel. So in the protim that an isha is permitted to make tachshitim b'moyit, so there it says she takes off her hair, she's permitted to cut her nails. So L'chayre, Rabbi Shimshon bar Avram is saying as follows, that we have here, there's an issur to of taglachas, shlo yikonis l'moyed k'shom menuvel. There's an issur of tziponayim also shlo yikonis l'moyed k'shom menuvel v'pasna like a Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimshon bar Avram is saying that's only by men. The gzeira never applied by women. That's what Rabbi Shimshon bar Avram is saying. Since there were matter tachshitim, since tachshitim is an essential chelik of an isha, so mamela there were matter already that we can't have a woman in a moyed without being permitted to make taglachas, without being permitted to cut her nails. So mamela, so the gzeirim b'chlal does not apply by women. B'tzorich iyum. Now Taisvah says that's the statement that Rabbi Shimshon bar Avram made. B'tzorich iyum, if it is like that, that's a moira de kekulim, that the gzeiris shlo yikonis l'moyed shumenubel does not apply by women. Ba'alochis g'doylis nami amrinam. Now the alochis g'doylis also says chidushei halachis by women. V'ha'isha muteres b'netila seya la'acha shiva. Now, the halachis g'doylis is speaking by avelis, and he says that an isha is permitted b'netila seya la'acha shiva. But after the shiva, even though taglachas is also kol shloishim, but she's permitted after Shiva. So now, in the Halachis G'daylis, Taisvah says as follows, V'nire. Number one, the Be'isha Nesua Davke Koma. This Kula of an Isha is Davke, she's an Isha Nesua, Shaloit is Kanal Baila. So there they were matter that she's been Minatila Sayah. Number one. And number two, ומיירי במעברס צרק על פרונאו, ותפלס בסיד, שהוא משם תחשת, שלא הייתי נובל על ביילו, אבל בתספרס ממש אסור. So now Teisvis wants to say that the Baal Halochas Gdoilas is telling us another thing in Gansan. He's telling us that he's not speaking about Taspoiris. Taspoiris by Avelis. By Avelis, there's no difference between a man and a woman. By the, perhaps by Chalamoid, you can say maybe the Gzeirish, like the Konis, Lamoid, Kshemanuvul is maybe only applies by men, not by women. But when we come to Avelis, there shouldn't be any difference. So therefore, Taisus is saying that he's not speaking about, when he says Netila Seyo, he's not speaking about Taspoiris, he's speaking about Tefelis Besid. Now, Tefelis Besid is, that means if she hears some hair growing from her face, and she doesn't look too becoming, so she's permitted to put Sid on her face. She's permitted to take off this Seyo. Averes rak al poneo, the going says in Takmen Bova means a poneo shalmato. It's speaking about avoras seyo shaloya yedei taglachas. Avovatas peiris mamish asura. She's also, so the going says, so according to what Taisus wants to say now, so the whole raya that the Rabbi Shimshin But Avram brought a raya from a Yerushalmi that it says that women are mutter. It says the mutter betachshitim and the oisei tachshitim, the mutter little, the Yerushalmi, oisei shetachshiteh, v'choshev neitele sarah v'tziponeh, is not muchach at all that it is the way he learned pshat, that it's speaking about haglachas. Could very well be neitele sarah means the way Taisus explains now in the Bahak. It's a different type of Netila Seyer. It's a Netila Seyer of her face, and that's not Bederech Taglachas. Period. Now Taisvis goes back. V'gam b'shem Rabbeinu Chaim shemati shoyemata Netila Siponayim b'moyit. Now this is very, very unclear. Now how did this come in? What did Rabbeinu Chaim say? So the Kermeira says, the Taisus is going back. There was matter for Noshim. This is like Rabbi Shimshon bar Avram. There's matter for Noshim to take off Tziponeim Bekelim. Balochis Gdoilis Poisek. Now, the Lochis Gdoilis Paskins. Toich Shive. Also, Begenustari. Beshinov Mutter. La'achar shive muta af v'genustari. Now, let us appreciate what the Lochis Gdoilis was machadish. The Lochis Gdoilis, number one, like this, we had learned a Gemara. The Gemara says that Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yosi, that Netilas Tziponayim is muta by an oval. So that would mean that Netilas Tziponayim is not like Taglachas. Taglachas is also Kol Shloishim. Netilas Tziponayim is muta Kol Shloishim. Period. Afal Pike. Shmuel also said that Genustari is also. So now we know that Netilas Tziponayim not with a nail clipper is mutter. That's the member of Shmuel. With a nail clipper, it is also. So now we know this halacha that even though Shmuel had said that Netil Siponaim is mutter by an oval, it's without a nail clipper. With a nail clipper, it is also. Fine. So we should say bepashtis with a nail clipper, it's also kol shloishim. That means for some reason that there's an isra of netilas tziponayim with a nail clipper, so that's also kol shloishim. Just like according to Rabbi Yehuda holds there's an isra of netilas tziponayim. That's kol shloishim. So according to Shmuel, that holds it is mutter, Abu Aydeh Gnuster is us. That's what we would say. Now, the Baal Halachas Gdolos all of a sudden says the Issa of Gnustri is only Asa Shiva. And the Shloishim, it's mutter to take off the nails with a Gnustri. So that's one problem. How did he get this Cheshbon? We didn't have in the Sugya such a thing. By Avelis, Gabinetila Siponayim, there's a difference between Shiva and Shloishim. That's one problem. Another yisod we see from the Halachas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos said that Teich Shiva also beginustari b'shinav muta. We see the Halachas Gedolos did not learn like the Orach. The Orach says if genustari is also, so that means a nail clipper is also, misparayim is muta. That means something less than a nail clipper is muta. The halachas gedolos held, like Rashi says, the nustri is misparai. The halachas gedolos held that what is mutter shinayim? There's no three dargis, the nustri, misparayim, and shinayim. It's either genustri or shinayim. That we also see from the Baal halachas gedolos. That's what he says over here. Paisik b'seich shive. Also, be genustri b'shin of mutter. That's either genustri or shina. That's one thing we see from the Baal Halachas Gedolos. It's not like the Orech. Another chiddush we see la'acha shiva mutter af be genustri. V'lo yodano minolei. Now Rashi, so Tosha says, I don't know where did he get this cheshbon that there's a difference between shiva and shloishim. The Bereisa Ayri Teich Shiva, that the whole din, that it's also, is only the Teich Shiva. Im Ishum Diktoni Bimei Evloi, it says, the Bereisa that speaks about the Issa of Netilas Tziponayim, who say Bimei Evloi means a Shiva, it also says you may have the Ainul Koshloishim. Become a Kishem Shaosa Ligaleya Bimei Evloi, which means Koshloishim, Kachosa Litil Tsepona Bimei Evloi, Mashme Koshloishim. So, Mamanashek, if he holds this an Issa, of Taglacha, if there's Nisa on the Tila Sipanayim, it should be Nisa Kol Shiva. Ve'isavri ke Rab Yosi, if he holds like Rab Yosi, that there's no Issa, as Yapiro Legamri. Where did he get this combination of, that after Shiva it's Mutter Beginustri, before Shiva it's also Beginustri, in the Shiva it's also Beginustri. Ve'shloime de Savri ke Rab Yosi, he holds like Rab Yosi. Rab Yosi holds that Netilas Tziponayim is mutter. Mistabelu that filo Rab Yosi hoya oisa begenustari teich shive dumye demoye. Just like we see this an isa genustari by moyed the shive shimeya moyed. So memela hu adin by the shive shimeya evil is also an isa of genustari. The Mashiach asks, where did we have such a thing that by Moyed is an Issa of Genustari Shiva? So, the Kerneira wants to say that according to the Bahag, that there are not three Madregis, it could be the Bahag learned Pshat, Genustari also is speaking about Moyed. Rabbi Yochanan said, Beshin of his mutter is also speaking about Moyed. So, Fakert, you learn this whole Gemara speaking about Moyed, and we find by Moyed that in the Shivas Yemei HaMoyed, there's Genustri is also and Shinov is Mutter, and he held the Shivas Yemei Evil at Daima to the Shivas Yemei Achak. But he didn't ask a Kol Lamed, the Genustri. Oy Shemo, maybe Tosis says another Cheshbon, Hashem HaTosis says another Cheshbon, Mi Maisa de Shmuel Mash Mektas. The Maisa of Shmuel, we hear that Shmuel was sitting Shiva, And Shmuel wanted to show Pinchas that he took off his nails in the Shiva. Shaklina Litufre, so he took his nails and Chavtina Bape, he threw it at Pinchas. The Mayri Ter Shiva Davke, the Beser Shiva Hoya. The Maisa was Beser Shiva. Bishina Hoya, Midakamrina Bosa Hochi Beginustri Yosa. Mashma de Shmuel, Loihoya Beginustri. Ashkachna da Osa Rak Ter Shiva, Ksholach Apinchas Lanach. Let us go to the Gemara further and next Sugya. Look the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Zug Bo Mechamson Lifnei Rebbe. A Zug of Tamidei Chachomim came from Chamson to Rebbe to ask him a Shaila. Umar Zutre Masni Zug Bo Mechamson Lifnei Rebbe. Now what is Umar Zutre Masni? What does he Rashi? So Rashi is Mazutra Masni Bebreise. That means, Rabbi Yehuda said, this is a member of Rab. This is not a recorded Breise. Rab is relating this Maise. Mazutra Masni Bebreise. It was a Breise. The Bikshu Mimenu, that they asked him, Ziponayin Bimei Evloi, Velav Mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a member of Amiroim which are relating an incident. This is a Bereise which tells us what occurred. So now, Savarashi, we see exactly what we're speaking about. We're speaking about Bimei Evloi. Is one permitted Netilas Tziponayim? A Zug of Tamid HaChachamim came to Rebbe to ask him the Shaila. Ubikshu Mimenu Tziponayim. They asked him, is one permitted to take off the Tziponayim? It was matter. You're allowed to take off Tziponayim with Bei Avelis. V'im bikshu mimenu sofa hitolahem. So Rashi says, Kloima anocha zina ledaite, that if they would have asked him, Chaya b'mei Avelis, Yisholu lagaleach hasofe, they would have asked, are you permitted to be magaleach the mustache, or you matalahem? The ein behem mishum bal tashris ta'ask zekonecho. So, now this Rashi is very unclear. Because we'll see later, l'chayrem, the shayla of Sofo was an availistic shayla, l'chayrem. It's an availistic shayla. Now all of a sudden, Rashi says, Sholu lagalecha, the isholu lagalecha sova yematalem, the ein ben mishum baltashchis pas the konecha. So the Tosis Rid learned pshat in Rashi, that Rashi saying now that they ask him a shayla and hilchis baltashchis. Does the mustache fall into the hay payas of the zokim? That's how the Tosis Rid understood Pshat and Rashi, and he said it's not mashma like that in the Gemara that was the Shiloh, because we have a whole availistic Shiloh over here. Not the Shiloh was in Hilchus Hashchosis Hazog. Others want to say Pshat and Rashi that, no, Zichah was an availistic Shiloh, but Rashi had a favor in the Bohe. What are you asking a Shiloh? If you're allowed to be Megalech, the Sofer, the mustache al tavelis, but there's a baltashris. I can be megaleach. There's a shaila of baltashris. So Taisa Rashi says there's no shaila of baltashris because it doesn't fall into the payas hazokin. They ain't mentioned baltashris as the konchol. Agav uche, it's kedai to know that the Taz in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph in Yeredeus is Kotten Gimel. Brings down that the Shitas Harach is that the two sides of a mustache go into the two payas. These are payas hazot. This is a Shitas Harach. So Memele, so Lochere Rashi is coming to tell us, Agavuche, not like the Rach, that there's no Shaila of payas hazokin over here. And so, and if they would have asked him about the Sof, he also would have been mad. Shmuel Amma, af bikshu mimenu Sof. Shmuel says, not the way Rav Yehuda Marab said, that I think he would have been mad to the Sof. Af bikshu mimenu Sof, v'hitolem. We're talking mad to be magaleich the Sof. Omar, avito, safre, mishmei, derat. Sofer mizovis lezovis. So Rashi says mizovis lezovis. Misoif ape lesoif acha muta legaleach. Sherei ma'akeves achile ushtiye umois. So lechere, first we're speaking about Avelis, and we're speaking about the heter that Rebbe gave or would zicher have given, that one is permitted to be megaleach the mustache. And Rashi says, why is it permissible? Shema keves achila shtiyah. So now we see we're speaking about a mustache which was nizgadol, and it's ma'akev d'achila shtiyah. That sounds like to trim a mustache for beauty purposes. Umois, and it's moist. And now it's very unclear, so what happens further? Oma Rabbi Ami ubisofa hamakeves. What did Rabbi Ami say? Ubisofa hamakeves. So Rashi said this in Avito Safra Mishmei Berav. We're speaking about if it's ma'akiv the achila. So what is Rabbi Ami chaylik or moisiv on the previous memre? Unless Rashi learned that he's meforish, but it doesn't seem like that, because mizovis lezovis pashtis, it would seem that it cannot be megaleich the two sides of the mustache, which are after where the mouth ends, because that's not ma'akev the achila. What is ma'akev the achila? The sofer over the pet. So, l'chayre, so, you have to understand, so, what did Avital say, Mishmei Derav, and what did Rav Ami say? It's very unclear in Rashi. Let us look at Agor Sagor. Hanoche kol shema akeves, Rabbi Ami Omar, ובסופה המעכבס, כן הוגירסס פהד. פיין ראש. So, לחסך מהפשט is in the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh has a different פשט in the Gemara, and then it's very good. The Taisus HaRosh says as follows. Omar Avital Safre משמי דרב. סופה מזובס לזובס. Hanoche kol shema'akeves. That means as follows. The sofer, one is permitted to trim, even though it's not ma'akev the achila. And hanoche is that what's left over on the two sides, that's if it's ma'akev. So that means that Rav said, the mustache which is over the lips, that one can be megalech, even though it's not ma'akev the achila. The two sides are only permitted if it's ma'akiv d'achila. And Omer Rabbi Ami ubisof ha'makeves. Rabbi Ami is choylik, no. That the mustache which is over the lips is also awesome. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok l'didi kisof ha'makeves domili. What's that l'didi? Danine datoi. Kol ha'sofe kisof ha'makeves domi danine l'idaiti. The Poshet Leit Rashi means that even the sides, even though it's not Makiv the Achila, but since he was Anine Datoi, so he had a heter to be Megaleach. Okay. Let us see Taisvis. Bikshim imenu sofer, yesh leforish al yidei shinui, dum yidei tziponai. That's one way we call him shah. Because they asked them two shals, they asked them tziponaim, and they asked them sofer. So it could be, it's like, in the same oifen, just like tziponaim, lechayre, davke oide shinaim. Miradochi perushe, davke lacha shive. And forget, maybe like taste like the bahag before, that lacha shive, filunatil tziponaim is muta without a shine, is uadin, the sofer. Now the Gemara brings down another two members we brought already Avital, Safre, Shmei Darab, so the Gemara brings down another two members. Va'omar Avital, Safre, Mishmei Darab. Parei Shehoya Bimei Moshe, Parei that lived Bimei Moshe, Hoya Amo, who Amo? His height was an Amo. This was very short. A normal person is 3 amas. Uskonai Amo, his beard was an Amo. Pamashtekoi Amo Vizeres. What's a Pamashtekoi? Sarashi says Amosai. Amosai was an Amo Vizeres. Lakai Mashanema Ushfal Noshim Yokim Olel. But that was a Xere that Shfal Noshim, low people, short people, people who are Beshiflis, Yokim Olel. The Bernishon will be making on Klal Yisrael. The Ben Yoyodo says that that what it says, Upamashtekoi Amo Vizeres, Chazal are upteaching what Pari was. That means, Hu Amo, that means the whole Mahus, he was, als Mensch, he was an Amo, he was a small person, Shfala Noshim. But when it came to Inyone Taive, it was Amo Vizeres. That means the whole Mahus of Paroi was in Inyone Taive. And Fakir, that's why we can understand, he was the Moishel and Ervas Haoret. That means that was the land that was Mole Zime, and he was the Moishel. They were a Moir de Kepeh. Omar Avital Safra Mishmei Dara, Pare Shoye Bimei Moshe Amgushi Yoyo, Shenemar Hine Yoitze Hamaimo. Another memory. Amgushi Have Dersiv Hine Yoitze Hamaimo. What's the title? Amgushi Machloikis Mimesech Shabbos. Chad Omar she was a Machashe, Lohochi Yoitze Liyoyer, Bishvil Machashefe, that he went out to the Oyer. The Ben Yoda asked, L'cheir HaMayim is Mavatl Machashefus, why did he go to the year for Chikishev? Be'idach Omar Gidufi, Amgushi means was Megadav L'ochi Yoitzi, Sha'ima Li Yo'iri Va'ani Asisam. Was Megadav, he attributed the Yo'ir to himself, Li Yo'iri Va'ani Asisam. Now, how does this come into the Posek? Hine Yoitzi HaMayimo, was an Amgushi, a Mechashev, or a Megadev. So the Ben Yehuda says, he brings a Medrash, Hine is a Loshin Simcha. So, this Posek was written after Makas Kinim. At the Makkah of Kinim, the Chatumim said, Etz Palakimu. No, so after you hear from your advisors, it's Etzba Lekimu, so where's the Simcha? Simcha Mazawaisi, she go and start trembling, you're worried, it's a Midri Geshef, it's Etzba Lekimu. He's fighting with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hine Yoitze Amayim. He didn't bat an eyelash, he's the same Gedufi, he's the same Achashir. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. That whatever occurred did not bother him in the least. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Be'elu machapsin b'moyiv. We heard in the Mishnah that Be'elu machapsin b'moyiv habor mimdinas hayom. We heard a person, we heard in the beginning of the Perek already that Chazal wanted that a person should not be nichnas b'moyiv shumenuvu. So they wanted to make sure that he should wash his begodim before the moyed. And if he didn't wash his begodim, and to make sure that he'll do this, so they asked him to wash begodim b'moyed. Ve'elu mechapsim b'moyed. But a person who erev ha-moyed was an onus, he was unable to wash his begodim. Abomim dinas hayom, yoytzim ibeis asurim, ibeis hashivya, etc. So they are permitted to wash the begodim b'moyiv. That's what we hear in the Mishnah. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yechana, mi she'ein loy elo choluk echo, a person has one shirt, Muta lechapsoi b'chayle shamayt. He's permitted to wash the shirt in chayle shamayt. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyeh asked Amira de Kekashe. The Mishnah says, Eilu mechapsin b'moyit. These are those who are permitted to wash their begodim b'moyit, abom in dinas hayom, etc., chulu. Hani in, mish ein le'olacholak echad loy. The Mishnah did not say that mish ein le'olacholak echad was also permitted to wash his shirt. Loyama. Loy. That's a kashe and Rabbi Yochanan. Amale Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yirmi Azbe Lecham Masni. It's not explained to you the Mishnah. Afolgav the Islay Trei Umetanf. The Mishnah is speaking about a person who has two shirts. And they're both dirty. So the Mishnah is saying that he didn't wash his shirts before the Moed. So if he doesn't have a legitimate excuse why he didn't wash his shirts, he can have two shirts. And b'moyit wear dirty shirts. He's not permitted to wash them b'moyit. If he was an onus erev regel, that is why he didn't wash his shirts, so he's permitted to wash his shirts b'moyit. So that's why the Mishnah is speaking about a person who has two shirts. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a person who has one shirt. Now, let's just explain what is the difference between one shirt and two shirts. So, b'emesim, we had before in Tosfos, Taisa is explained as follows. A person with one shirt, it's impossible, until he washes the shirt before the moyed, it's impossible for him to go through the moyed with one shirt. He'll have to get dirty. Taisa says, Al kaponim for the second day yontav, you need a new shirt. He can't go through the moyed with one shirt. So memele, so if he only possesses one shirt, and a fellow who'll do everything what has to be done, he still won't make it through the moyit. So Chazal said he's permitted to wash the shirt. The moyit should have a shirt on Yom Tov Sheni. So the Mishnah is speaking about something else. The Mishnah is if a person possesses two shirts. So if he possesses two shirts, he could have gone through the moyit without any problem. He have two shirts. So Memela. So the Mishnah is speaking about people who possess two shirts. Is Eilu mechapsin b'moyit, even though they have two shirts, if they were anusim, they were unable to wash it before the moyit, so they're permitted to wash in the moyit. If they were not anusim, they're not permitted to wash. So b'meila, it's no kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about one case. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about another case. Let us see Taisus. Afagav islay trei umetanfi. Is midaloy mishani ochi b'mayiskinen b'shaloy kipsoy lifnei haregu, d'loy sharinen mishain loy elacholot echad alahechad b'kipsoy lifnei haregu. So Taisu says, v'chere the Gemara should have said a different chiluk. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a person who did all what he could do, washed the shirt right before the regu. V'afal pikein, he cannot make it through the regu without washing again. So him, they were mata. The Mishnah is speaking about a person who did not wash his shirts before the regel. So then we have the Eilu Mechapsim. So why didn't the Gemara say this teretz? So it would seem that Mishaini al-Cholakech al-Hech de-Kipsel of Ne-Regel, avolei kipsei de-Posh al-Eishavu, mashme, the Mishaini al-Cholakech al Shori lechapsei b'moyit afilu posha v'loi kipsoi lifnei amoyit. So Taisus medai from the Gemara, why, since the Gemara did not mention this chilik, so why says it's not a true chilik. It would seem the lomdus is because, why should we gribble about this inyan that he didn't wash the beged lifnei amoyit? That still would never help the situation. This person is it's impossible for him to be mechabed the moed without washing teich hamoed. So they were matter teich hamoed. Doesn't matter if he washed before the moed. He didn't wash before the moed. Kach nirali. So Taisus is mechadish that a person that has one choluk, even though he did not wash it before the moed, he is a heter to wash it once the moed. ובתייסבס מסופיק בזה, ונראה לי, והוכי משמה מדלי מטה. פירי. ונראה דגבי אובל לא ישרינון, שאין לו אלא חולק אחד, ואפילו אם היו לו מחובוסים, עושה לובויש מה שאין כן ברגע. Now, Taisvis is being Ma'ira. We had on the Yudzayin Amid Beis, we had in the Din of Eilu Migalchen Beregel, we had two cases which the Mishnah does not mention and the Baraisa mentions. One case was an oval, and the case of an oval. Let's first speak about a coin. Person starts off with a coin. There's one case by a coin. What was the case by a coin? The case by a coin was that, let us say that Yontif, there were Chof Dalet Mishmores. Each Mishmo used to come, used to be there Shabbos. They were there from Shabbos to Shabbos. And there was a gzeire that the Anshei Mishmo are not permitted to be Megaleach. There was a gzeira that Anshei Mishmor were not permitted to wash their begodim. All sorts of the same gzeira. So we hear a gemara that what happens if you have a person who was from the Anshei Mishmor. Let's say Yontif was Thursday. He came to the Mishmor Sunday. Now, Erev Yontev Wednesday, he was unable to wash his begodim. He was from the Anshei Mishmo. So we hear that the Baraisa holds that he's unable to be Megaleach. So the Baraisa holds, so to be permitted to be Megaleach Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, Yontif already, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, be admitted to Megaleach, but since he was unable to be Megaleach Erev HaRegel, he's an honor, so he's permitted to be Megaleach Beregel. That's what we hear. Now, Taisvis clears what will be by an oval. Nira de Gabi oval, loy sharinon she'ein le ala cholak echa. Now what will be the din by an oval who only has one cholot? No, this first is clearing now by we're speaking about cholamoid. So cholamoid it says that a person who has one cholot is permitted to be mechabes the cholot b'moid. So Taisa says by an oval, nira de gabi oval, he has one cholot, loy sharim shein le cholot echo. Because there's a tremendous difference between chalamoid and avelus. By chalamoid, it's an inyan to wear begodim mechubosim. The problem is, Chazal did not want him to wash b'moyid, but he's allowed it. So there we said, mainly, alacholokechot, he's permitted to wash. So he should be able to wear begodim mechubosim. An oval, there's not only Issa of the Pula of Kibbutz, there's an Issa to wear begodim mechubosim. So an oval that has Einle Elecholak Echad, so he's not allowed to wash it, because what is he washing it for? He's not permitted to put on begodim mechubosim. Masha'en came bereg. Now, Tzorech Iyon B'Koyim Sheshomo Mishmartei bereg. Not this is closed by a coin, that's the case we had mentioned before, that a coin sheshomo mishmartoi beregel. That means his mishma started Shabbos, it ended in the middle of the regel, and the regel started on Thursday. So shomo mishmartoi beregel, the Baraisa holds, that the next, so after Sholmo Mishmartai, the next week Chalamoid, he's permitted to be Megaleach, because he was unable to be Megaleach Erev HaRegel, because of the Mishma. So now Taisa says, so Ian Bekoin, she Sholmo Mishmartai Beregel, So Tosis blives by a Tzorachin. And what the reason of the Tzorachin is, that there shouldn't be any difference between Taglachas and Kibbutz. But we'll see the Tzorachin is because the Braisa doesn't mention it. That, it seems that was the Tzorachin of Tosis. But over, now Tosis clears Ashayla, now what we had a machlokes between the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of a Baraisa. If a person was an Ovel, Erev HaRegel, Yom HaShvi, Mishallah Velusi was Erev HaRegel, if he's permitted to be Megaleich BaRegel. So, just to refresh our memories, according to Abishol, if Yom HaShvi of Avilusi was Chal B'Shabbos, and Abishol holds Mitzvah Sayyem Kikuloi, so the Avel Shloishim was Chal already. The Regel was Mevatel the Shloishim, so there's no Din Shloishim on him. He was unable to be Megaleach Erev HaRegel because it was Shabbos. So Memele, he's permitted to be Megaleach Moy. According to the Chachomim, who did not hold Mitzvah Sayyem Kikuloi, so the Avel Shloishim was never Chal before the Regel. So he's unable to be Megaleach B'Regel because of Shloish. That was Legabi Giluach. Now, V'Ovel, Afilu L'Tana Didon, according to Atana that holds an Ovel is not permitted to be Megaleach B'Regel, because we said that he holds like the Chachomim, that you don't say Mitzasiyem Kekuloi. So Daisha says, M'chal Shlishi Liyes B'Erev Yom. Let's talk about Rechitze and Kibbutz. So first Daisha starts talking about Rechitze. It seems this is a Gemara, that if the Yom Shlishi was Erev Yontav, he's also Berechitza Ad HaErev. What does that mean? Uperish Bekuntres Ad HaLayla, till the night. That means, so Tosfos is saying that by Rechitza, and we'll see L'Chayre Hu Adin by Kibbutz, there's a difference between Rechitza and Taglachas. By Taglachas we had, if he started already the niyug of taglachas koydem haregel, the regel is oiker the din taglachas nis permitted erev haregel to take a haircut already. By shivya the din of nechitz and kibbutz, it's not like that. That's what Rashi says. That if the erev haregel was yom shlishi lelavi lusoi, so he's not permitted to wash himself till at night. B'tzaynon ayat chalamoyed lechamin. Ve'enei muta lilchayt mebe'erev yontav. That's what Rashi says. That the regel is not matter the dinim of shive erev haregel. Period. Miyuk shechal shviyi shaloi be'erev haregel. Now, v'hu adin. The others are there. I think the Rashi is who adin. Who adin kshechal shvi shaloi be'erev haregel? The also lechabes v'lilchayts is not permitted to be mechabes v'lilchayts kol hayoyim. According to the Tana of our Mishnah, who holds like the Chachamim, is muta lechabes b'regel. So lechayre tesis means to say that if the seventh day was Erev HaRegel, he was unable to be Mechabes Erev HaRegel the whole day, so he should be able to be Mechabes B'Regel, B'Tzorchinim. So Taisvis is saying that, let's say, according to the Chachomim, that you don't say Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi, and the seventh day of Avelusa is Erev HaRegel, so just like Rashi says, if the third day of the Avelusa is Erev HaRegel, so Rechitza is also the whole day, so lechayre by the seventh day, rechitz is also the whole day, and huadin kibbutz is also the whole day. So he was unable erev or regel. He was unable erev or regel to be mechaves begodah. So lechayre, afilu according to the Tane of our Mishnah, he should be mutter to be mechaves. But so echin imemisu shemutter my time aloitoni. Why didn't it say this in our Mishnah? Why didn't it say this in the Baraisa? That is pshat in Taisvis. And the Marshayas and Taisvis, why did Taisvis clear the Shaila only by Shvi? The same Shaila by Kibbutz could be by the third day. Rechitze and Kibbutz have the same aloches. If so, if the third day was Erev HaRegel, we also have the same thing. It should be mutter lechabes per Teich HaRegel.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Sholach habitzot bayakiv bagyuri mishmei der Rabbi Yochanan klipishton mutter lachapson b'cheli shalmoyit.
One is permitted to wash klipishton b'cheli shalmoyit. So Rashi in the Ksav Yatza, they get dirty very quickly, number one. And number two, Rashi will say by us that it's not a tircha to wash them. So they were matter kibus klipishton b'moyit. Mutter lachapson b'cheli shalmoyit. Mosev Rove, so Rove Estakashe. We learned matpachois ayodai. We learned in the Mishnah that hand towels. Matpachois hasaporim. We'll see exactly in places what this means. That they are permitted to wash beregel. They get dirty very quick. And the Gemara understood and have a meaning that was speaking about that they're made out of pishta. Is hani ein davke matpachis ayadayim matpachis asaporim hani ein klipishton loy, but tamazay klipishton not every klipishton the way you would said. Amalei Abaye, no, Abaye answered masnisin afilu deshamin. No, the Mishnah is speaking about if you have a towel made out of tzema. So it's difficult to wash. Afal pikein, if it's a hand towel, you're permitted to wash. Rabbi Yechanan is saying, but if you have the big day pishton, you can always wash. Big day pishton never went to the gzeira of kibbutz begod. They get dirty very quickly, and it's not a tircha to wash them. Omar bar hidye ledidi chozili yamish el tverye demachkelo meshichli demoni kisne bochele demayada. I passed by Yamish el Tverye, and I saw there were thousands of women over there with buckets full of begodim made out of linen, and they were washing it chalamoy. So what is he saying? Sabahidi is saying that Maisera passed by Yamish el Tverye, you'll see Rabbi Yochanan, now with Rabbi Yochanan said halachically, that Klipishtan is mutter lachapsan b'chayli shalmoyed, Menem Nevim, Hem Bnei Nevim. Look, Klal Yisrael does that. Just look at the pass by Yamash El Tverye. Maskev lo abaye man leim belon de berotzen chachomim of the do mishaloi berotzen chachomim of the. Who knows that they're doing the right thing? They're doing it. But it's not muchach that that's right. So let's just see the third taisvus. Then we'll come back to the first two taisvus. Maskev lo abaye man leim belon. Vavagav da baye gufi shoni la'el masnisen alibe da Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye himself said that our Mishnah stims with Rabbi Yochanan. So he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So they said, no. Ain't he say v'kein? He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. He holds not allowed to wash big day pishta. The Gemara is takash and Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah. So he said, I'll tell you, Teres, the Mishnah is speaking about matpachis hayodayim that are made out of tzema. But so it's no kasha from the Mishnah, but personally he doesn't hold like Yechan. Zok Taisvis, hasaporim or hasaporim. Perish, so it says matpachis hasaporim. Perish, so Taisvis learned that means lehistaper. That means this was types of sheets that they used to go and put over a person who's taking a haircut. So you're allowed to wash this in chalamoy. So now Tyson says a tremendous problem. Who takes a haircut chalamoy? You know to take a haircut chalamoy. You tell me ahead you're allowed to wash these sheets. Who takes a haircut? So Tyson says, we have an elam egalchem b'moy. So we have to understand from a base hashivya that came out, Baruch Hashem b'moy, thousand captives that came out in the middle of the moy. And now, so the barbershops were full, so now they needed to have a lot of these sheets for all those we were giving haircuts to. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to wash the sheets with moi. V'yesh goyresim, others were goyres, not hasaporim, and speaking about sheets from barbers, no hasforim, matpachos hasforim. So it means that these were the mashosas, these were sifrei teiris. They used to go and put the sefer teir on top of a matpachas, on top of a tablecloth. And it used to get dirty, it seems, so one was permitted to wash it b'cholomoy. U'matpachos asufgonim. So the mashos wants to say, maybe means this was like a tablecloth, they put food on it. And the Eibukot also used to get dirty from the food. The Subgonim is Chalas HaSubgonim. So we have here two Girsois. And Toisvis, the Baal, is not Machia, which Girsa is the correct Girsa. So now Toisvis says, Ubi Rishalmi Komar Allah. And the Yerushalmi, it says, Matpachais Asvorim, or Asaporim, whatever it is, Ein Mechapsen Oison Bimer Reglein Bimnei HaKodim. The Yerushalmi tells us another halacha, not a chela moidika halacha, that the meiraglayim, it seems there's a lot of acid in meiraglayim, it could be it's a good detergent, aber ein mechapsin matpachais asforim mipnei hakovid. It's not a, says I, perhaps in cleaning it'll do a good job, but it's mipnei hakovid. So lechayre, one would see this Yerushalmi, so one could be machia, now I don't know which gils is the correct gils. So lechayre, now we can figure it out. If it's matpachais hasforim, no, to put aside for teire, and something that was washed with meiraglayim, that we can understand, not a covered of the Sefer Torah. If we're speaking about a sheet that a barber puts over his customers, no, so what's the Zegefel, what's with Bnei HaKovet? So Lechayre, one who would be a shtickle boki in Yerushalmi would be able to be mevar the girse, that the girse is takemat b'chais ha-sfor, not a sapor. The Taisha says, "Veinirili lohavi raya da airi bekisve yakoidish." The fila airi be umin hamisaper shaych kovet hamistaprim shenoisnin oisam bifneyim. Or shemistaprim ein kovet lahem bimetunopim. Well, that's what metunopim is unclear. Well, the Chayyim Taisha is saying as follows: you have to think of the kovet of the customer also. That means, Rabbi Shloime is underneath your hands, so you're giving him a haircut, but I'll kapon him to give him such a beged, to be malbish him such a beged that was washed by Meiraglaim is also to help him cover the abriyas. So therefore, the Yerushalmi is no giloi what the correct gilsa is. We had in the Mishnah that, ha'oilim mitumel letare, those who are oila mituma letare, they're also permitted, chol oila mituma letare, aleu metorim, they're permitted beregel to wash their begodim. So Taisha says, b'mitzayra ari, who are we speaking about oila mituma letare? We're speaking about a mitzayra. The mitzayra osa lechabitz, kidi oma leel. So memele, so a metzayre, so we're speaking about a metzayre, who calls man, he was a metzayre, he was unable to wash his begodim, because a metzayre is also bekibus. So a melech, so the Mishnah says, so he became ois metzayre b'moyed, so we permit this person to wash the begodim, because he was unable, be made to mosay, to wash the begodim. Umesupik im neima kein ba'oile mitumes meis an avele, shetzoich lechabis begoda. Oyem rinen babke mitzoira oil ba'osa lechabis kol begoda of shaloi. I think the suffix of Taisvis was as follows, that a mitzoira who was osa bekibus, so that's poshet, now he became toir and is permitted bekibus, we permit him to wash his begoda. A person who was tomei tumas meis, so there never was a problem of kibus begodim. The whole problem was it could never have toyer the kibbegodim because the begodim became tomei. So Taisus, I think, is clearing a shaila. Is there a heter also to tivel the begodim? Does that also fall into Mesupik im Neima came ba'oila mitumas meis and avela, shetzorich lechabis begoda, he has to be metayer begoda? Is this also permissible? That's also nichlal an oila mituma letare. I'm reading it up to mitzoyre. Hoya ba'osa lechabis kol begoda v'shalom. But this is like this. If I say it's only speaking about a mitzayra, or it's also speaking about a mitzayra, cause shalom. Yemrin in the mitzayra ain't a neik.
If we will assume that Mitzayre ain't noyik tzarate beregel, we had a shayla in the Gemara before. There could be als the mitzvahs eser the rabbim of besamachta bechagechom. Mitzayre is not noyik dine avilusay beregel. So it comes out every mitzayre is permitted beregel to wash his begodim. Okay, my ear ya oyle mitim osay letarem. The more wanted to say, if ein tzaras beregel is loimi boy and mitzayre tomi is permitted, afilo mitzayre tomi is also permitted to make taglachas, even though it might be mashikol benoiso. Imkele shachshem yashikol benoisei, the bishloimi giluach hi bishasa kolvim. So he could be afraid he might be Masha, if you'll be Mata Giluach, so of a Mitzoyre, the Moyet, so he'll be Masha, the Korban, till the Moyet. Avol Kibis Lo Shaykh the Korban, it's not Ma'akim in the Korban, you don't have to be Chayish for Shia Korban. Yeshloime the Kibos, Nami Shaykh the Korban, because it says, you wash your begodim before you bring the Korban, so it could be he'll be Masha, the Korban is Adarek. Zog the Mishnah weiter, ve'elu koisvin b'moyed. Now, these are, even though this is a ksiva b'moyed, but these documents are permitted to be written b'moyed. Kedushay noshim, ashtar kedushin, v'gitn, v'shoivrin, v'sit, v'aytiki, v'will, v'atone, v'pruzbalim, v'napruzbal, v'igreshum, v'igreshmozen, v'simrashi, shitrei chalitze, Umiyunim, miyun is that if a yisrayim b'chayevi, that means if someone married the brothers or the mother married off a yisrayim, so kozman she's a ketane, if she's memayin b'bailo, this is a kedushin darabonon because they're not bekeich to marry off minatoyre. So if she's memayin b'baylo, she says she doesn't want him anymore, so she goes out without a get. So they used to write a shtar miyun that she was memayin. V'shitrei berurim, teres bezn, v'igrei shal reshus, all these documents are permitted to be written b'moyed. Let us see Rashi. Kidushei noshim, shekosav v'shtar arayat mekodeshesli, isha nitnes v'shtar. Daiteki, shtar tzavo. Ruzbelin, shekoisev, malve, the malve writes, bishtar, sheene mishamet, that he won't be mishamet, meisr shtaroisev lebezn, so not mishamet, blei mashmet, blei shmite, and shmite takanat mishamet. The malve writes, the shtar ruzbel. Igreshum, rashi is a psamachudish tikipshat, pekach shomu bezn, so de zu. Gnosnu l'achim, kach v'kach negdoi, speaking about Chalukas Achim and Yerusha, Igris Mozim, played the Kibbul Lozin as Bebas Ishtoi, Shitrei Birurin, Biru Bezen, Chelik Zeloze, V'chelik Zeloze. Another place is, they say, Shitrei Birurin, Mizurum, Zeboir Adayin Zeb, Zeboir Adayin Zeb, all these were the tainis. Zeiris Bezen, Piskei Dinim, Bigris Shal Reshus, Sivui, Bikim, Shel, Shilten. So Rashi learns, Rishus is a Loshin in Zoyrim, like it says, in Obeis, Altis Vadala Roshus, it's Roshus, Sivui, Bikim, Shel, Shilten, if there was a law that was given out from the government, so that is permitted to be recorded in Chalamay. Let us just see two Taisvus. Ve'elu kaisvim b'moy, nire d'cholani avadova ha'ovid. What is the heter to write? Avadova ha'ovid. Pen yomus ha'noisen, oy ha'edim, oy bezn, oy yelchum, dinas hayom, and all these things will not be recorded. So, it will be a dova ha'ovid. So therefore, we permitted to write it b'moy. Ve'igrais reshus, Birshalmi Meforish Prisas Sholem. A letter of Stamzei of Shaila Sholem. ויש מפורשים ציבי השולטן כמו אלטיס ועדו לראשוס. הגבוך עד עצמי I saw bringing from the שיבוילי הלכת, what is the reason that one is permitted to write an Igeres Sholem b'chalamoy? What is, it's very difficult to understand. I just like to give, I saw the Achoinim speak about, this Amoyredike Shaila, we're learning Hilchus Chalamoy, what is Osa Chalamoy? What falls into the Issa of Chalamoy? So there are G'doyle HaRishoinim, Ayereim, Shibayli Aleket, Amiri, that seem to say that the Chalamoy, the Iser, is not Meloche, the Iser is Tirche. So anything which is a Tirche, which is a Tirde, which takes time, which takes effort, that is Oslan Chalamoy. Something which there's no effort involved, so even though it's from the Lametes Meloches, there's no Iser. This Pachal doesn't go into the Isure Hamoyet. And let us just give a moiridic example. There's a person permitted to go out chalamoid with a keychain, and he doesn't need the seven of the eight keys. He doesn't need. So this is haitzor shaloi letzayra. Now, if this would be yontif, rachmona nitzlon, it would be yosa. Haitzor shaloi letzayra. Is there an iser haitzor shaloi letzayra in chalamoid? So there's an amudei oyer, and the Chazaynish was Meiradik Mashabayach, this Amudai Yer. Meiradik, who thinks of it? But the Amudai Yer says, Heitzor Shalei Letzorech is also, it's a Meloche, it's also. It's not Letzorech Hamoy, so it's also, it's not Heter to do Meloche Shalei Letzorech Hamoy. That is what the Amudai Yer says. Others say, that the Chalal doesn't fall into the Issa of Chalamoy. All this is Tirche. If you're walking out, the seven keys, it doesn't make any difference. It's not a tirche. So, b'meile, it is muta. So, the Shiboyle Aleket says, to write a letter of an Igeres Sholem doesn't involve tirche. It's like teal. So, b'meile, even you write a 10-page letter, but it's no tirche. It's an enjoyment. So, therefore, it's permissible. Even though it's koise, it's gonish. A person will write a business letter. Personally, why the shtik teire, that involves omol yigiyah, that's another parsha. Then we come into a shaila of meleches chalamoy. But a nigeris of reshus, priest shalom, that bechlal is not any tirche, and therefore it is permissible.